Welcome to the Steam Engine Podcast. We are Jay and Lucy, and this is a podcast to discuss people-first leadership within the workplace. In other words, what it means and what it takes to always put people at the forefront of every business decision. Our mission is to inspire you to rethink the way you make decisions in the workplace.
Now that Lucy stopped being really serious, let me tell you a little secret. This podcast is just two mates who are really passionate about putting people first in the workplace, sharing their chat, and also inviting you to join their movement.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode. So in this episode, we will be discussing the question, is your line manager enough? And I would say that your line manager is never enough. Jay, what do you think the Buddha would say about that? Come on, he always comes into these episodes.
Well, he does. Before I talk about what the Buddha will say, right?
I knew you'd have something.
Let's be clear. Line manager is enough to perform those tasks and deliver the results. The line manager is probably not enough if you want to get different perspectives and grow and develop and like reach your aspirations. Is that what you were trying to say when you said, well, the line manager is not enough?
You
don't want to offend anyone here, do we?
No, I do not. However, what I do want to do is expand people's minds. So quite right, a line manager can absolutely be enough if what we're looking at is getting tasks done, mm-hmm. getting jobs done, being coached and learning new skills mm-hmm. on the job, and also an element of career advice, career development, etc. I would argue in order to receive different schools of thought, learn from others' experiences, etc., I think it would be very wise to effectively seek counsel from other mm-hmm. people who may end up becoming mentors, and rather than rely on solely what your line manager thinks. Just to caveat my sentence before, you might have the best line manager in the world and you might rely on them for all of your kind of on the job coaching, all of your career advice, etc., and they might well be epic. There is never anything lost in seeking out other schools of thought. So let's keen to explore
100%. I completely agree, and I think we are talking about mentors. Like, we want to explore the role of mentors other than the line manager. So it's a very interesting one. But because now this is the place where I'm going to bring the Buddha in.
Oh, yeah. Just come out, like, wheel out that quote.
So this is the way that I look at mentors. So Buddha says that...
I didn't know Buddha talked about mentors. This is really interesting.
It's a philosophy. Buddhism is a philosophy. It's not a religion. So he talked about so many things. One thing he says is your children always choose the parents and the parents never choose the kids. And I truly believe in this with both my children. There's a reason why both of them chose us to be their parents. So I think mentors, I mean, it's not that profound, but mentors are also kind of the same. Like you, I believe that there's so many organizations that would go, hey, Jay, you're a really high performer. You're doing really well, blah, blah, blah. Here's a mentor. Mm-hmm. Please make sure your career is in your hands. You may need to make sure that you have a monthly meeting with this mentor and talk through things. Has that happened to you, Luz?
Yeah, I've definitely been given mentors in the past.
How did that go for you?
I would probably say that I don't talk to those mentors I have been given. Mm-hmm. I think it was nice, and I definitely feel like I got some value out of it. I know I also definitely appreciated the intent at the time. And I do think the intent of when an organization does actually proactively attempt to match mentor and mentee is only a good thing. But I do agree there's a question really about the effectiveness of what that might do.
Yeah, so it's similar in my case as well. I've had so many, I'm much older than you, so I've had so many more mentors than you, I think, in my life. But the relationships that I've had with the mentors that were appointed to me have actually fizzled. Like, I don't really talk to them anymore. Mm-hmm. But the mentors that actually found me, when I say, like, not that, like, they came looking for me or anything. It's just I'll explain what I mean by they find you. I still talk to them. Like, 20 years on, I still talk to people that were my mentors when I started my career. And that is truly mentoring relationship because I trust them. They have so much of experience, life and professional. Mm. So you know what I mean?
I do. So when you say mentor, like what do you mean by mentor? Like what, how do you view that relationship?
So it's a very interesting question because there's so much of theory around who's a mentor and leadership jargon talks about mentors as well. We are definitely going to get into trouble with these leadership people. because we say leadership jargon a lot. Anyway, so I think a mentor is somebody who will give you, who will listen.
Yes.
Before listening, somebody who will know you, who will have a similar value system to you. That's where you will connect to them.
Or at least very much understand yours.
Absolutely, yes. There has to be some level of value alignment, not 100% aligned, and absolutely understand me. Listen. It could be mentors don't have to be about work only. Mentors can be about anything. Some people may call them therapists as well. Therapists can be a mentor because they'll give you a different perspective. And they will lead you in a path that you never even thought of. That to me is the distinction between a coach, your line manager.
Yeah, okay.
Because the line manager will lead you to deliver a task.
Yeah.
Or coach you to transition to something, or coach you to start something, or etc. But
you could, I just want to distinguish the difference. So there could be, you could have a separate line manager and a separate coach and a separate mentor.
Absolutely.
Is your line manager always a coach?
Interestingly, some line managers are inherently, they don't know how to coach. They don't know. But is it their role? Absolutely. Mm. It is 100% absolutely part of their role to coach.
What's coaching?
Coaching to me is like guiding and leading the other individual to think about the task at hand and asking probing questions to provoke their thinking around how they would solve a problem or how they would address something.
And to impart with the aim of imparting confidence that the coachee would know how to do that next time.
Correct.
Or when they approach a brand new task next time, kind of go through those motions to be able to get confidence in that.
Yes.
I think that's really...
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing about what you asked about who is a mentor, actually, it's really funny because sometimes mentors are people you never even thought they were mentors, right? Like, for example, would you be surprised if I said that you were my mentor?
I would, because I would say that we're friends. I also would say that I am, you're more senior than me, like in your career kind of thing. So I actually would have the impression that a mentor would need to
that
be...
That I'm taking the piss, basically, right?
Yeah, kind of. I would say like, nah, I'm just your friend. I'm not your mentor.
Yeah, but no, if you really think about it, a mentor doesn't have to be junior to you or et cetera. You may have more life experience in something that I want to explore, right?
Yeah, that's very fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Than what I have. Mm. For example, I'll talk about you. I know you always laugh and say, well, I'm not a really good accountant. You are, right? No, but like you're a chartered accountant. You're a damn good chartered accountant. And I would come to you for mentoring when it comes to something related to that, God forbid I don't have to. plus, the other example of how you've mentored me is when certain situations at work where I went, how the hell do I deal with this situation? And I've turned to you because I know you have actually gone through that kind of situations prior. Mm-hmm. Either with a similar situation or you were across how to deal with that individual.
That's true.
That to me is mentoring, right?
That's true.
To me is mentoring. Plus, the last thing I will say about you'll be surprised who your mentors are. My children are my mentors sometimes. Mm. I've got a son who's autistic. He's got special needs. And he's taught me more things and given me a completely different perspective to life. So who's to challenge me on my thinking around that? He's one of my mentors.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I kind of take it as it's someone who's experienced something before that can actually help you understand how to navigate it. So yeah, you're right. It doesn't need to be age or anything else. It's experiences. And yeah, like your son goes through different experiences to us every single day and shows extreme patience and, you know, everything else that goes with it. So being able, like you're right, being able to learn from somebody else is really significant. That's a really good point though around your mentors might not be who you think they are. And I've certainly had a few where I've been like, oh, can I put monthly meetings in your diary? And, you know, they may have fizzled out for whatever reason. I feel like mentor relationships are naturally kind of magnetic, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it will be somebody you're likely to respect a lot and you value their opinion, but also you might not speak to them all the time. So I can definitely think of at least one mentor who I respect massively. And I probably wouldn't have spoken to him for a good year, but I know at the right time when I need to, you know, run something by him, etc., that I'll call him up and I'll get, you know, the best advice. And also, it doesn't mean I have to take everything that they say either, but really interesting to approach different mentors, get different schools of thought, and actually then it helps you form your own decision, which is just so invaluable.
Yeah. And I think I wish I knew when I was much junior that you don't have to stick to one mentor, just like you had to stick to one partner. Like, it's not the same thing. Like, I wish I knew that that was okay, because now, much later in my career, I've got so many mentors that I consult for various different things, because one person cannot advise me on all aspects of my life. Like, for example, I have other parents who've got a bit older children who are autistic, are like my mentors. Like, and never thought that that was going to be that broad. Like, if you put it in the work context, all my career I've been in finance. All of a sudden I decided, hey, like, I need to have a bit of a change. And for me, the person that I went to have that conversation, it was not a finance mentor. Like, first, not a finance professional. So you get what I'm saying? Had I known that it's okay, you can reach out to different people and make them, and that you have connections with to make them your mentor, I don't know, who knows? I may have made very different decisions in my career earlier on.
I think that's also interesting, because also, don't be afraid to approach people that might seem out of the ordinary to be your mentor. I would say, probably from experience, for the most part, if anyone asks me or refers to me as a mentor, there's an intense, like, first of all, I'm flattered, right? Someone looks at me in that way. But also, just to get any potential mentors out there thinking, if you think and you can think of some people who may well be a mentee of yours, just maybe stop and ensure that you are treating that relationship with the kind of respect and thoughtfulness that it deserves. And one of the things I always try is not to come at something when someone's clearly asking me for advice around what I would necessarily do, but it would be around what my experience would tell me about what I know of their values and their desires that would actually give them the best advice. So, for example, we've discussed in previous episodes, one of my values is freedom and flexibility, etc., which means I don't particularly value working all the hours. You know, God sends, Buddha sends. But someone might be completely fine doing that. So if I was answering a question as a mentor, as myself, but, oh my God, no way, you're going to be working all the hours. There's no way you want to do that. I would simply throw that out there as something to consider and let them kind of run with it, but not try and influence them based on what my value set would be.
And Luz, that's a really interesting one. And that's where I think the mentee needs to work out who the right mentor is. Yep. If that relationship, if they know you and your biggest thing is freedom and flexibility and having like a time to think, etc.
Yes.
And if they're seeking advice and guidance around a really strict career-oriented, like work 9 to 5, well, 9 to 10, mm-hmm. 5 days a week kind of to get ahead, to get to wherever they want to get to, like in the corporate ladder, think twice about whether is Lucy the right person
for that
conversation. Or let me seek someone who's actually living that life or who's experienced that life and who's actually enjoying that life.
And is demonstrate that value set, yes, and that they really enjoy doing it, and how do they manage it?
Absolutely.
Because my response would be, I don't.
Yeah. So yeah. It's just...
great point.
You need to make sure that you know who to go to as a mentor. So I guess the idea of what we are trying to achieve in this with this conversation is open your mind. Don't restrict your mind to having one mentor or thinking that your line manager is your mentor, and make sure that you seek the right person to seek that guidance and that advice as your mentor.
Agree. And if you are likely to become a mentor in the future, always think about that conversely for your mentees as well. Are you the right person?
Yes.
And if not, there might be someone else that you can recommend that might well be as well.
Absolutely.
Just it's an extremely serious role because it can influence the course of someone's life. Mm. So if someone is reaching out to you and clearly is asking you questions from a mentee perspective, whilst that relationship might not be formalized, you will be acting as a mentor, and what you say may well be taken very seriously. So approach that with that kind of trust and care.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as we always talk about, make sure that work with your own values and their values. And of course, love.
Always.
That's the episode.
Mm. Bye for now.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Steam Engine Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe at whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on, and leave a review. That will really help us tailor this podcast to what our audience needs.